Hi, my name is Andrea McKenzie. Welcome to my podcast. I am taking the Media Enhanced Learning 3240 course as part of my Provincial Instructor Diploma, and I had a lot of questions about technology and learning, so I decided to stop in at Selkirk College in Nelson, BC, to speak with Teresa Southam, the coordinator at the Teaching and Learning Centre. First thing Teresa told me is that students need to learn how to learn.
Well, at the college and generally in post-secondary now, we have student success centers, and those places are where students, all students, not only students with learning disabilities, but all students can improve their learning. So they learn time management, they learn basically metacognition, learning how to learn. They get help with how to study, how to prepare for assignments and exams.
Teresa told me about a book published in 2015 called Learning Medicine, an Evidence-Based Guide, by Peter Way and Alexander Shamesian. Cormac, Teresa's son, is in med school and has been reading this book to help him learn ways to learn more effectively.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was great over Christmas to hear him talking about a book that he's just picked up called Learning Medicine. I encouraged Cormac early in his studies in neuroscience to look at learning how to learn, and so he did go to the Student Success Center at the University of Lethbridge and got a lot of help there, and now has gone on to think in that way. So he's reading a book called Learning Medicine, and it is helping him with spaced repetition, this idea of flashcards and when we look at information in a much more strategic way rather than looking at it all when some of it we may already know.
The authors of Learning Medicine, Way and Shamesian, found that when they were med students, they had an enormous volume of information they needed to memorize. As Teresa stated, reading all the information over and over isn't a very efficient way to learn. So they did some research and found that effective way of learning for this type of material included a combination of the following three strategies. 1. Repetitive practice, going over material again and again. 2. Formative testing, self-testing for immediate feedback, not for marks, for example, a flashcard. And 3, spacing, repetitive practice that is strategically spaced minutes, days, weeks, or even months later. Spacing has been shown to have a significant increase in long-term memory recall. Trying to decide what material a student needs to review more frequently because they don't know it, and less frequently because they remembered it more easily, is impossible when there's volumes of information that needs to be memorized. Here's where the technology comes in. There's an open-source downloadable spaced repetition software program called Anki that allows a student to create flashcards. Once a student answers the flashcard, the student will select whether it was easy, hard, or if they need to see the flashcard again. Based on the information inputted by the student, the program's algorithms will sort the card into its appropriate spacing time frame. This is known as spaced repetitive practice. Teresa did caution me, however, that technology always doesn't mean improved learning, especially if it's done without applying the principles of metacognition, which, according to Zimmerman, 1990, in his article Self-Regulated Learning and Academic Success, an Overview, are plan and set goals, apply learning strategies, utilize ongoing self-monitoring and identify problems, evaluate and make revisions to the learning process as needed.
Well, the technology doesn't always help students learn. We see a lot of students in our classrooms at the college with their laptops just taking rote notes of the PowerPoint that the instructor is using. These are really poor examples of teaching and learning, actually. But technology can be used very effectively, like in that program Anki that we hear about in the Learning Medicine book, where it's being used strategically to build on what we know. And for me, it links into a person that has been a mentor of mine for a long time. She passed away recently. Her name is Ursula Franklin. She was out of the University of Toronto, and she had a Massey lecture in 1989 called The Real World of Technology. And what she argued at the time is that we all have the ability to use technology effectively. Using something like Anki is using technology effectively. Sitting in the classroom and taking notes about a rote lecture is not using technology effectively.
Thank you to Teresa Southam for being part of the podcast. Opening and closing music is titled Little Dogs, composed by Jay Schnitzler, and was provided by freesoundtrackmusic.com. Thanks for listening.